بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. الحمد لله that I accepted to go for Umrah. Very importantly, Ulama explained to understand where we are going. That's the most important thing. So we can make qadr of the place. So we know the virtue, we know the grandeur, the majesty of the place, and accordingly the heart will accept where I'm going to. Today in dunya, we know I'm going to a certain holiday resort. This now is the capital of the holidays. This certain place in this country, that country, capital of shopping, whatever it is. Ulama say when you go to Makkah Mukarramah, this is the capital of the universe. You are going, this is no ordinary place. Just the Zameen of Makkah Mukarramah, the land of Makkah Mukarramah. We have the Masjid al-Haram, we have the Haram area. Masjid al-Haram, we know where the Masjid is. Then you have the Haram. The Haram area extends. We know Masjid Aisha. So that part of the Haram ends over there. Now when it comes to the Haram area, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he built the Kaaba Sharif, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down and took him and demarcated. Here's the end of the Haram here. North, south, east, west. This is a sacred land. There's no other land like this in the universe. You can't hunt. Can't kill animals, you can't cut grass, you can't cut down the trees. It's all sacred, everything is sacred over here right now. Then again in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came again and showed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Demarcated again, this is all the hudud haram. But that piece of land is very, very sacred. Every person that comes here has to don the haram and come. So we understand this is no ordinary place I'm going to. This is now the capital of the universe. Where Allah Ta'ala had decided that this is where the Baytullah will be built. Not any other place. Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah Ta'ala decided that this is the center of the universe, center of the earth. Baytullah will be here. But the question is, why not in Switzerland? Where there's beautiful Alps, or in Kashmir somewhere. But why here? Dry place. No water, water shortage. Absolutely hot. Till the mountains are black. No waterfalls. No gardens, no greenery, nothing whatsoever. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very sensitive. In the sense that when you come to see Allah, only come and see me. No other attractions. It's only me and you. That shows Allah's intense love for us, that I only want to see you. And you only come to see me. Don't let your attention go anywhere else. So that's Allah's muhabbat for us. And that too, as Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Ta'ala is the king of kings. When a king now, he has the resources, what kind of a palace he builds according to his shan. Right? Because he wants to make a mark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, if Allah wanted to make a house for himself, you could have made it from Makkah Mukarramah to Jeddah. Now make tawaf. Allah says, no, my banda is weak. Don't make it so big. Although I'm the king of kings. So in such a place you're putting foot right now, we must understand I'm going to the capital of the universe right now. Above the Baytullah is Al-Baytul Ma'mur. That's the Qibla, and this is the Kaaba of the Malaika. 70,000 are making a tawaf every given moment, and they don't get a chance again to make tawaf in their lifetime. Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance to make tawaf of the Baytullah. So we are going to such a place, one salah is times 100,000. Gunas also. So this is such a place you've got to be very, very careful when we're going there, what type of mindset we are going with, what niyat we're going with, to be conscious that I'm going there, not just for ziyarat. One murid of one sheikh went for hajj. So after he returned, the sheikh asked him, where did you go? He said, I went to Baytullah, the house of Allah, Ka'batullah. So he said, what did you see there? He said, I saw the Kaaba Sharif. He said, then you haven't made hajj. He says, why? He says, stay with me 1 year in the Khanka and I'll teach you. So he said, the Sheikh made effort on him, etc. Then he went the next time, returned. Sheikh asked him, now, where did you go? He said, I went to Baytullah. What do you saw? I saw Allah. He said, now you did Hajj. You don't go to visit someone to see the house. You go to see the person. That's why this place is so sensitive. When we go there, we say, be careful. They don't take out our cameras. There's no time for selfies. They will become selfless. Yeah, I'm here for my Allah. There's no time to take pictures and etc. etc. I'm here with the Creator right now, sitting in front of Him. As Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, when you're making tawaf also, the adab and respect of tawaf is you don't look at the Baitullah also. He said, why? He said, Nigah nichi karo. Put your eyes down. Hazrat, kyu? He said, Bacha idhar hai. The king is here right now. You got himmat and guts to look at the king. He said, look down. Ya Allah, where you brought me? I don't have the himmat to even look at you. Your grand, yeah. I'm just one lowly slave that you gave permission to come and lift his feet over here. So when we get into Baitullah, we've got to keep the azmat, the grandeur, where I'm going right now. Hotels are there, shopping malls are there, everything. But the markaz of the heart is the Baitullah. That is where I want to be. Everything else will carry on. I can do shopping everywhere else. I can do buy this and buy that. But this Baitullah I won't get. Holy, and I'm reading Salah facing my Qibla wall. Now I'm looking at the Baitullah. Usually at home, masjid, now we're just facing one wall. Right? Or somebody is back. Now Allah has given me the opportunity to stand in front of His house. So how to show appreciation? So we're going for Umrah, alhamdulillah. Mashayikh say when we go for Umrah, then we take 3 hadiyas and gifts for Allah, which Allah doesn't have in His treasury. Only we have. But these 3 things Allah loves most than anything else. Ajib. What's the 3 things Allah Pak doesn't have? Only we have as humans. What is it? The first thing they say, we take for Allah sins. Allah loves to forgive. Allah loves to show what He can do. See, when you make dua, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ. For verily, no one can forgive sins besides you, Allah. Allah, one riwayat says, when Banda says, Allah smiles, say, Banda, you know that. Nobody can forgive your sin. Because you broke my law, only I can forgive that. Nobody else. So when you're going there, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. You love to forgive. As Hakim Sahib would say, Ya Allah, it is your passion, it is your hobby, it is your pastime. Just to forgive, 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 forgive. Once you were making tawaf, there was a brother from North Africa. In his own dhun, making tawaf. Got his jumper in his hand. He got his ihram on, right shoulder was exposed. And he was perspiring, tears falling down his cheeks. And he wasn't bothered about anybody. Taking long, you know, long strides to take in the walk. And he's making a lot of dua. His own dhun, his own hal. And I remember the Arabic he was saying. He was saying, Ya Rabb, جئتك من بلد بعيدة بذنوب كثيرة فاغفر لي. Say, oh my Allah, I've come from a far off country with plenty of sins. You forgive them. And whole tawaf he made this dua. Ya Allah, I came from a far off land with plenty of sins. Ya Allah, you just forgive it. And the way he was crying and making it, I said, Ya, look at this man. He isn't worried about anybody. He just wants his gunas. So we take plenty of gunas for Allah. Ya Allah, I brought plenty. You do what you love. You just forgive it completely. Second thing we take for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ajizi, helplessness. Helplessness, hopelessness. Ya Allah, I'm hopeless and I'm helpless. Ya Allah, you don't have this in your khazana. Because you are al-qawi, you are al-aziz, you are all powerful. We are helpless and hopeless. And remind yourself over and over again, Ya Allah, I am your slave, you are my master. And I love to be your slave. I don't want to be anybody else's slave. I am your slave and I'm proud to be your slave. And act as a slave in the house of Allah in Makkah Mukarramah. Walk like a slave. Be like a slave. So we take our helplessness and hopelessness. Ya Allah, what can I do? There's nothing I can do. Nothing is mine. I've got no trust upon myself also. Ya Allah, you make me something. Take some work from me. The third thing we take for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is nadamat, regret. Ya Allah, the regret of my life. My youth, my past, my present. Ya Allah. So much regrets. Ya Allah, you have no regrets in your khazana. You are al-Hakim, you are all-wise. Every action of yours is power-packed with wisdom. I did so many things, I regret it, Ya Allah. Now you take work from me. But these 3 things you take for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Spending time in the Haram Sharif, maximum time. Nowadays the days are very short. Right, and the best time to make tawaf now, we found, was in the morning around 10, 11 o'clock. If you can't wake up that time, after Zohar to Asad is beautiful time. If you got the himmat. It's hot, but it's beautiful. Between Asr, Zuhur and Asr, you can make at least 3 tawafs. Easy. 20-25 minutes. Right? Tawaf also, depending on himmat and strength, there you can put full speed like a madman. Ya Allah, I'm running for you. Allah, tell me run, I run. Tell me go slow, I go slow. You walk and you make your own. In tawaf itself now, Imam Muhammad Shaybani, rahmatullah alayhi, who was one of the senior or the junior student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. He mentioned in his kitab Al-Hidayah, he mentions there that for Umrah, for Tawaf, etc., he says there are no specific du'as. He says, when you try to read du'as from a kitab or memorize them, he says, يُذْهِبُ رِقَّةِ الْقَلْبِ. What it happens, it removes the softness of the heart. Because now you're more checking the screen, I'm reading this dua. He said, dua is a quality of the heart. Make dua in your native language, in your own language. You don't have to bahat any duas. If you can, alhamdulillah. We said our mother tongue. You see, what happens now becomes parrot fashion. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. There's no feeling in it. There's no feeling. So one is you can read that a few times as you're moving. If you understand, subhanallah, you're praising my Allah. My Allah is right here, right now, ya Allah. Purity belongs to you. You are free of all faults, all blemishes, all deficiencies. Perfection belongs to you, subhanallah. Allah says, you say, subhanallah, I don't become more pure, but you become pure. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. 3 types of praise. Praise of insan to insan, insan to the khaliq, and khaliq praising makhluk, ya Allah. All praises belong to you. Wala ilaha illallah. Sakim sahab will make tarjumah. Ya Allah, hamara koi nahi, koi sahara nahi. Allah, there's no one for me. There's no support for me besides you. Only me and you. So you read Tal Kalima also, when you're starting the tawaf, when you come to the Hajar al-Aswad, you're making umrah, then you expose your right shoulder at that time. You come in line with the Hajar al-Aswad, there's no more line there now. When you feel now, you're directly in front of it, you stop there, you face the Hajar al-Aswad, raise your hands, like how for salah, bismillah, ya Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, lillahi alhamd, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. And the du'as also, but that submission also. Then you kiss your hand and you start. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Usually what I tell the brothers, just to keep their attention in the tawaf. Because it's time to make du'a. Right? Time to make du'a. So I say, the first round, make du'a only for yourself. Make dua only for yourself, for your past, your present, your future. Make dua for your dunya. Make dua for your health. Make dua for your... Now you got the time now. Ya Allah, the last moments of my life, where I want to be, how you take on my ruh. Ya Allah, remove the pain. Usually now too, we don't make so many detailed duas. Now as you're walking, you start thinking, Ya Allah, what duas to make for myself now? For my entire life, my past, till my mort, till they put me in the qabr, ya Allah, the first night I'm going to spend there, and then Qiyamah's day also, ya Allah. Till my jannat, make all those du'as in your first round. For your health, for your financial condition, spiritual condition, emotional, physical, all that. Make du'a for yourself. So you got to hold on to make du'a for yourself. When you come to the second round, come back to Hajar al-Aswad, face the Hajar al-Aswad, raise your hands, same kalimas again, kiss your fingers, and then you move again. Second round, make dua for family, for the wife and you. Alright, make dua for her. Allah shukr, what a wife you gave me. Oh, shukriya to Allah Ta'ala. Don't forget the shukr to Allah Ta'ala wa ta'ala also. Ni'mat of Iman, Islam. That ya Allah, I mean shukr, only you are my Rabb and nobody else. That you did not allow me to put my head down to any other khuda besides you. Ya Allah, I can't thank you for that. And you brought me right here. Dua for Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, you made me his ummati. So shukr in the first round for yourself, whatever ni'mat. Second round for you and the wife. Third round for my children, for their entire lives. Till their mort and their children, my progeny, till qiyamah. Whole round you got now for your children, in-laws, etc., etc. Third round. Fourth round for parents. Hold on, you go for your parents. Shukriya for them. Their qabr, their halat, in-laws, etc. Then hold on, me for your parents. And as our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib said, don't forget your grandparents, great-grandparents. Because you also one day, when you will go in the qabr, 3 generations down, great grandson pass your qabar, he won't know who you are also. Inshallah, we make dua for great grandparents, they won't forget us also. Otherwise, you'll be sitting there, nobody sending. All are gone in the qabar. They said, don't forget them. They're sitting there, they're waiting. Who will remember us now? So, don't forget all your great great grandparents right to the top. Make dua for them also. In that whole fourth round, whatever round it may be, make dua for all of them. Then the fifth round, make dua for the ummah. Make dua for the ummah. Every country can start now. All the continents, they come in Jamaat, America, South, North, Australia, New Zealand, subcontinent, Middle East, Africa, Hidayat, Hidayat, Hidayat. Make easy for the Muslims. Now proper dua you make for the ummah. And this was the place Nabi Ali Sallallahu made dua for the ummah. That's where he made sajda, intestines on his back. Closest position to Allah in sajda. Habibullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Masjid al-Haram, and here intestines on his back crying for the ummah. Ya Allah, he made all the qurban here. Abu Zar Ghifari, how much hiding he took over there. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, how he dwelt. Ya Allah, what is happening? Dua for the ummah, the Sumayya, first Shahida, Ammar bin Yasir, and all the incidents we read in Fazal Amal. So fourth round, you can make that whole for the ummah. Then usually I say the sixth and seventh round, now you make dhikr. How you make dhikr, like how usually we make in our Khanka programs Thursday night. La ilaha illallah. My Allah is right here. And here da'wat was given, Ya ayyuhal nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Da'wat was given here. I'm reading my kalima here. So whole sixth round, you can make your la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. But with that fervent love, Zakim sahab will say, make waliyahana zikr. Waliyahana means mad zikr. Mad zikr, la ilaha. There's no ilaha for me. There's no one that will support me. No one will bail me out. Ya Allah, how many times? Besides you, illallah. Ya Allah, it's only you and me. Only you and me. Only you and me. So he said, this whole round, la ilaha illallah. The last round, how he makes zikr? Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. From the heart, take it up. Allah is right here. Fall in love with him. You got the baby, make zikr for the baby too. She will listen to your zikr. So in the seventh round, you make your zikr. And you'll be surprised. I mentioned to somebody recently, so they returned from Umrah, they said this was the most emotionally exhausting Umrah of their life. They usually, we never made dua like that. We just made tasbih and we finished. Says now, I'm thinking what dua to make. I never thought in my life, hey, if I make this dua also, make that dua also, make that dua also. Now you think, my Yusuf, what dua he used to make? That Sheikh, what dua he is making? Actually, I'm thinking now what dua is to make. I got a chance to ask Allah. So now apply your mind. Apply your mind for every single thing in your life, every step till your mouth. When your ruh is coming out, they're putting my kafan, Ya Allah, they're going to bury me in the qabr, Ya Allah, send my Quran for me, send this for me, send that. Now you're making dua for yourself. I told now you don't get a chance. Now I'm getting the chance in my tawaf also. So when Muhammad says, make dua in your tawaf. Okay, read a tasbih, Rabbana Atina, when you come into Rukna Yamani, read a few times so you can revert to your dua again. Then you come to Hajj Aswad. But I tell you, the round will finish, you think, Ya Allah, I didn't finish my dua still. I still want to make more dua. Then you want to make more tawafs. I just want to make that one dua over there. Now the aspirations I had for my children, for this thing, for that thing, whatever it is, all those duas you can ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. For seven rounds you can make our tawaf like that. Alright? Mutawaf is full at first floor, is mashallah very easy to make tawaf over there. They'll take 1 hour. 1 hour, 1 hour. No pushing, no banging to anybody. And they also got enough time to make dua. Enough time to make dua. If you get tired making dua, then depending what time you are, night time, read your night surahs, Tabarak, Waqiyah, Iflamim, Sajda, Yasin. You can read your Quran Sharif if you want to. Or your Tee Tasbih, or Jamaat Tasbih, reading Tar Kalima, Dua, Guru Sharif, Istighfar. Say, Makam Karama, make as much istighfar as possible. That's a place to make istighfar. Make a lot of istighfar over there. How you go in Jamaat? Imani Muzakara. Allah made the Baytullah. Allah made the mountains, Allah's grandeur, the skies, the earth. And all those waqiyat that we read in Fazal Amal. Ashaba Ikram's Qurbani. Now we live them. Saying the stories during Mataf. So we say, like, imagine Ammar bin Yasir must have walked. Abu Bakr Siddiq walked in. Now they beat him up. They carried his body away. When he woke up, how's Rasulullah? The first question he asked, Ya Allah, what Qurbani they gave away? When poet says, that if the sons of Makkah could speak, they would tell you about the back of Bilal and the blood of Sumayya. in the Qurbani Umu Sharik. And Umar bin Khattab, high with his sword. If only they could speak, they tell you stories over here. What and what happened over here right now? Yalla, they made the Qurbani and I became tawaf over here. What's difficult 1 hour? What's difficult to work for Allah? 1 hour. That's how you make niyat. When you walk in there 1 hour at Safa Marwa, we say, Ya Allah, I'll run for you now. Ya Allah, now I'll run for you. I'll walk for you. Gush time comes, Ya Allah, I'll walk for you. Peril Jamaat comes, Ya Allah, I'll run for you. Ya Allah, Muslim calls, Ya Allah. You brought me all the way here. Zakim Sahib would say in poetry form also, he say, Kaha ye kismat, meri ye tawaf ye kaaba. He say, Ya Allah, where is my khush naseeb and my good fortune? Me making tawaf of Baitullah. He say, Kya me khab dekhta hu ya jaagta hu? Ya Allah, I see a dream. Or is it true? Me walking over here? Then he would say, Zakim Sahib would say, Rahmatullah alayh, ke Multazam samne aa gaya. Say, Multazam has come into my eyes. Ye waqt-e mughtanam hai. This is the opportune time of my life. Ya Allah, Multazam, Hajj-e Aswad. Where you came? You know where you are right now. Can you believe where you're standing? You standing here in front of Multazam. He said, now the opportune time of my life has come. I'm standing right in Baitullah. How many millions in the world's hearts are there that want to be there? Ya Allah, you brought me. You brought me to come and stand in front of your bait. When Nabi Sallam stood with Sahaba Ikram, how many are buried in the Madah? Anbiya alayhim salam are buried there, and pious people. So the first round, you can make Imani Muzakara also. Very beautiful. Imani Muzakara. Whether you don't make Talim also while you're walking. But once you start Imani Muzakara, 6 sifat. La ilaha illallah. Oh, when you start. Idols are here. And before Allah give the da'wat. Fatih Makkah took place. Keep destroyed all the idols. All those incidents that come to mind. From here even to Taif. The entire. All this now Muzakara you'll make in Tawaf. When you come back home, you think, Ya Allah. How we make the Muzakaras then? So how we give our normal morning bayan 65. Do it then. Then you go to the second, then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the second part of our La ilaha illallah. Then whole as soon as Nabi Sallam, where he stayed, how he must have walked in the Qurbani he made. Come to Salah, Ya Allah, the whole bayan Salah. All Nabi of Allah went from here, they took him into the by Zamzam, which is behind Maqam Ibrahim, opened his heart, washed it, put it back, Burak him down here, standing in the Mataf. And he was a bit frisky, playing around. So Jibreel Islam told him, oh, Burak, do you know who is mounting you tonight? He says, who is it? He says, Ahmad Muhammad. Finally, the last voyage, my last trip now. How must it happen that night from Umm Hani's house, according to the Burak, went right to Al-Quds, made Imamat, went to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to bring down Namaz. Yeah, reading Salah in the Haram. Our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, he says, when you're standing behind Imam al-Haram, right in Baytullah, in the Mataf. And he said, when he starts the Quran Tilawat, like you're in Jannah already, Ya Allah, look at this. What Quran Tilawat? Where you stand, he said, forget everything of dunya. You won't get anything more beautiful in your life. Forget about everything beyond this, like you're already in Jannah. So all those incidents, you can make Muzakara as you're walking around, making Tawaf, make Muzakara, and also you can learn on Dua, learning and teaching, Ta'alim, what Da'awat. Ta'lim and ta'allum, zikr, ibadat, khidmat. For all these amal we can do in tawaf. Whatever we'll revive there, we'll revive back home also. Whatever we do there, ulama say when you come to Hajar al-Aswad, it's a very, very sensitive time. Some riwayat say, Yameenullah fil ard. Allah Ta'ala's right hand in the world, this is. Like you're shaking the hand of Allah right now. So they say, whatever intention, jazbah you have in your heart at that time, Allah puts a seal on the heart. So when you come there, heart must be cleared out. Absolutely clear from nothing. Know the taqaza I have. It's just me and my Allah. Eating, I can always eat later. Shopping later. This I can't do later. This is now the opportune time of my life. So that time is very important. So like this, we can make our tawaf. So the first floor also is very beautiful. You got da'wat there. We can muzakara. Ta'alim and ta'allum also, mashallah. Right? Then on dua, making tawaf, we can learn du'as also, sunnah du'as. Alright? That we can learn. Whatever du'as we have on our phone, we can share with the family, we can learn them. Zikr ibadah, may zikr ibadah, khidmat. Khidmat of the family. Those that are around us, give them space also. Don't get upset, don't get angry, don't get irritated. Overlook them. They say, you overlook the ummah, Allah will give you love of the ummah and fikr for the ummah. you don't tolerate the ummah, then you never make fikr for the ummah, you don't have enough for them. Tolerate, overlook them. So this we make our tawaf. As much as we can make tawaf. As much as we can make tawaf. Good morning is not bad. After zuhur is empty. And after 10 in the night. All right. One tartib now that we used because Isha is very early right now. We used to have supper after Isha. You sleep away early. Sleep away. Now the nights are very long. How much are you going to pull the whole night? By tahajjud you sleep already. Isha, for that time you're already going to be finished. So you used to wake up about 2:30, go to the haram, quiet. Only big groups are there, but you can make aram tawaf, two tawafs before tahajjud, get your fajr in the mataf also, right? And for the men, because you're in the mataf, once the imam makes salam, you can start another tawaf before the crowd comes in. So you get at least 2-3 rounds with that quiet. Then you can do the rest. Then by ishraq, you finished. Have the breakfast and make aram after that. You see? And then zuhr to asr, you can make tawaf for the men again. After asr, have lunch. After asr, have lunch, etc. Then before maghrib, then you should take their family to the haram for maghrib, because immediately after maghrib, you start tawaf on the first floor. Maghrib to isha. Finish it after isha. Make dua. And then also, ulama say that after you finish your tawaf, then you make your istilam, 2 rakats of salatul tawaf, surah kafirun, suratul ikhlas, then make dua there also. Anyway, the haram you can do it. Make dua there also. And then, zamzam. Our mashayikh say, tried and tested, they should drink so much of zamzam till there's no more place in the system. So it means that your entire gut, your entire body is full of zamzam pani. See, now we used to make dua. Because now it's pure inside. Pure zamzam. Zamzam, there's two things. It's part of my barakat also in there. So we make that niyat also. So doing zamzam, we can make our safa marwa. Safa marwa also, we did no specific duas. Whatever we can do, you come into Mount Safa. There as you climbing up, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Qulillahi alhamd, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, we make dua on Safa. Hadith Faruq Sahib used to say, on Mount Safa, make dua for Safa ya qalb. Because Safa means purity and cleanliness. Now what dua we're going to make also? Now, you know, we just make random. So one came to mind recently, I shared with the brothers, I say, what you do when you come to Mount Safa? Now you make dua for one thing. In each round, make dua for one thing properly. For example, in Mount Safa, they make dua only for the sins of your tongue. Ya Allah, put my tongue straight. All the gunas of my tongue, the riba, the swearing, the backbiting, these, that. Ya Allah, you gave me a tongue. So many tastes, the food, this, that. Ya Allah, let me use my tongue for Quran tilawat, for zikr, for da'wah, speaking nice to my family, to my friends, for the makhluk, for khidmat. Just one organ of your body. The whole dua be only for that one. Ya Allah, till my mouth, kalima was come on my tongue. The qabr, and the questions are asked, let my tongue speak and say the correct jawab. Qiyamuzi, the 4 questions you're going to put to me, Allah, let this tongue speak what is pleasing to you. So just the tongue make dua only for that one. Now you start thinking, Ya Allah, what else can I say about my tongue now? Now start. Ya Allah, if I hurt anybody, don't forget, Ya Allah, if I trample anybody's rights, whether it's my tongue, my eyes, my this, Allah, forgive me and give them the full reward on my behalf. So there's no case against me on the day of Qiyam. Tongue, go to Marwa, they make dua for the eyes, then for the ears, then for the heart, then for the mind, then for the feet, then for the hands. 7 rounds will cover. 7 rounds will cover. Mustn't hurt anybody, whether my hands. So 1 round, take one body part. I covered my entire existence. I made duas there for different tabqas, and here for my entire existence I made dua. Whatever gunas I did with it, how I should be using it, what I'm going to do with it. It's already ticked. So every round now I got these duas that I can make. You see? So when you came on Safa Marwa, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, we can make dua. We can read the Safa wa Marwa. And as you're going down, then there's also some duas, La ilaha illa wahda, anjaza wa'da, wa nasara abda, wa hazam al ahzaba wahda. You can read that dua also. Then you go, Rabbi khfir wa arham, wa tajawaz amma ta'lam, innaka antal a'azzul akram. You can read that. And then right through also, whatever, Durud Sharif, Istighfar, etc. وہ نوری قرآن شریف جو قرآن شریف وہ دے فون ویری افیکٹو آلسو از مناجات مقبول ہیو آن یور فون آل دعاز دے سو یو کین میک لائک آلموسٹ ون ہاف ختم دے قرآن از آل بیوٹیفل دعاز از عربک اینڈ یو نیڈ دی عربک آلسو دین دی انگلش آلسو یو گاٹ دی ٹائم ناؤ اینڈ واٹ ہیپنز ٹو یو ڈونٹ لک ایوری وے اینڈ یو کین ریڈ لاؤڈلی سم ٹائم دی مین کین ریڈ لاؤڈلی دی وائف کین سے آمین سم ٹائم شی ریڈز یو سے آمین او بو ریڈ انڈیویجولی Whatever it is. Like this now, the baby also, the kid, the baby busy, you're reading dua loudly. You see? They will say, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. So like this you can. Otherwise we get now, hey, it's only taking too long. But once you engage in something productive or practical, and the time moves. So all these amal you can do in Safa Marwa. When you're running also, now see Safa Marwa, they also, what comes to my heart when I meet sometime Safa Marwa, I make dua for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and Hajar alayhi salam. They are qurbani. We got Safa Marwa. They built Baytullah. We got Baytullah. Zamzam we got from them. Qurbani every year we got from them. Allah, you love running so much. Did you made it now. Why do you go for this ummah also? Yalla, now I'm running for you. Yalla, now I'm running for you. You are making my own tashkeel now. Yalla, now I'll run for you. Run towards you, run away from you. If you loved running so much, and that to some historians say that when she left Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, with the Zamzam well, where the Zamzam came out from, she left him there because she had nothing else to feed him. So she had fear now that he's going to pass away. So she didn't want to be there to see him passing away. So she went to Mount Safa. I can't see my baby dying. So she climbed the mountain to see whether he's still kicking or not. So she came down the mountain where we ran. So from there she couldn't see the baby. So she ran over there. Now mother runs. You know, you hear the baby thud, fell. How you run? What happened to the baby? So she ran over there and quickly up Marwa to see whether he's still alive or not. Ya Allah, he's still alive. She came back to Safa, then back to Marwa. He's still kicking, kicking. Finally on the 7th when she went to Marwa, then she sees like a silhouette of a man next to him. She says, some help has come. So when she ran towards him, then the man disappeared. And what then Jibreel alayhi salam came and with his wing he opened the mouth, the well of Zamzam. So the running of Allah, of the running of Hajar, was so beloved to Allah. So we make dua, Ya Allah. If I'm running was so beloved to Allah, I'm also running now. Make me your beloved. Make me your beloved. Make me like Ibrahim. Make my children like Ismail. Make my wife like Hajar. There's a dua to make there. So usually they also, what I enjoy doing is reading through the Ibrahim. When you read in namaz, وَذِكَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Ya Allah, send your durood upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. Ya Allah, all the barakat we got here, we're enjoying it. So don't forget them also. So all the amal we can do in Safa Marwa. Then finally you finish your Marwa. Usually our Kabirs make very long du'as there. Now we are Kamzor, we see the family strength, babies, crabby, etc. So we must do the bashashat. We got the strength and we energetic. So we make du'as how much we can. But then the Umrah is over after that. Then as much tawaf we can make, one riwayat comes that if the person who makes 50 tawafs, then he will come out like he sins the day his mother was gave birth to him. There's a 50 tawafs in a lifetime. Alright? In a lifetime. But if we can push it, alhamdulillah, 5 days, 10 tawafs a day, but you can really push. Alright? But how much we can do? We can manage easily about 3-4 a day. If you just pace yourself out, mashallah. We can make it, alhamdulillah. And then Madina Munawwara, subhanallah. When you get to Madina Munawwara, then we say the capital of the world. Capital of the universe, and we go to the capital of the world. Madina Munawwara. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatul alayhi, as if every morning Jannat comes down to the zameen of Madina Munawwara and kisses the earth of zameen. Madina says, oh Madina, when are you going to transfer the most beloved of Allah to Jannat? Because Jannat is empty without him. Although Allah has created us, but is empty without him. So Hazrat Muhammad Misab says, Allah Ta'ala kept him there for us. That we can go and stand there and give our karguzari. Every week our karguzari goes for Rasulullah. So when he is going there, is that like we're going to somebody who doesn't know us? He knows us already. We can't put up a front there, I came to make salat and salam. He knows you already. So one person told me recently, he said, I'm going for Umrah. I want to stand there, what I want to tell him. wouldn't a God like me? I said, it's very good. So Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah, there was a poem. Person says, Ya Allah, how can I come to your house to Baytullah with a black priest of mine? Hakim Sahib, so Hakim Sahib said that I'll change the poem. And I say, Ya Allah, I welcome my black face. You make it white. Where else do I go? So Madina Munawwara, I told his brother that we're not going to Madina Sharif like big buzruks or something. Allah Allah. We're going there with our black faces. Because whoever came to Madina Munawwara, to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not a single soul was ever rejected. That is a city of welcome, city of gifts, city of compassion, city of muhabbat, city of distribution is Madina Sharif. Whoever came there got something. Assassins came, which I say, giants in kufr came. They got hidayat also. They came to assassinate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He gave them one smile, made dua for them. So Madina Munawwara, Hazrat says, we go there. Let's just go make salat and salam. We go there to appoint Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as our advocate to fight our case on our behalf in the court of Allah, because he never lost a case. I come to appoint you. Where else do I go? And how to understand this? As we hear in the bayan, that this ummah is yatim. Really, we are yatim. In which sense, Faza Hanzala radiallahu anhu, all Faza al-Amal. Faza Hanzala radiallahu anhu comes up to the house, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala is munafiq. Abu Bakr came out, Hanzala, what happened? He said, I'm munafiq. Why? I'm sitting at home, I'm laughing, I'm joking, don't feel spiritual. When I'm sitting by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when I hide there, I come home, it's different. I feel the same. We both are munafiq. What to do? Let's go to Rasulullah. Oh, Hanzala, there's time for everything. There's time for everything. At home is different. During the majlis is different. If you're in that high at home, Malaika will come down and shake your hand. Problem sorted out. Hazrat Khawla radiallahu anha, Hazrat Khansa, was it? 28 para, the first page, more or less, the first few ayats was revealed in regards to her. In the days of Jahiliyyah, there was a thing called Zihar. If a man told his wife that you are unto me like the back of my mother, that will constitute a talaq. So she was with her husband, many children. They made hijrat, came to Madina Munawwara. That's the only family she has. Husband got upset with her. He told her those words. Now those words are regarded as talaq in Jahiliyyah. Now it's in Islam. So she came to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So she's whispering to him. As Aisha says, I'm sitting in one corner of the room. They are sitting in one corner of the room before hijab. They couldn't hear what she's saying. So she told Nabi Sallam something. So he kept quiet. And she spoke again. And he kept quiet. He remained silent. He didn't see it. And she said, I can see her now. She's getting worked up. And she's talking. And she's talking. And she's talking. But Nabi Sallam didn't say anything. So what she was telling him, oh, Nabi Sallam, I have so many children. My husband got upset. He told me these words. Where do I go now? If it is talaq, what do I do? I have children. I go know the family to go to. I'm Madina Munawwara. Nabi of Allah is quiet. Oh, Nabi of Allah, do something. Tell me something. What is the Shari'i law? Hukam? Nothing. Why hadn't come down, is it? So she's persisting and persisting. Nabi of Allah, help me. What is that? Then she takes a deep sigh and she looks towards the skies and she makes dua. As Aisha says, then I see the effects of wahi coming upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. قَدْ Allah. Allah says, Allah has heard the plea of that woman. Aisha said, I couldn't hear. Allah said, I heard it. In regards to her husband. تَجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ Complaining about her husband and complaining to Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوَرَكُمْ Allah says, Allah has heard your two people's conversation. And all the laws were, now came down in 28 bar. There is no talaq. Within 4 months, he must take her back, pay the kafara, etc. So, Nabi of Allah, when you say Nabi of Allah, Khola Khansa had a problem, they came running to you. Hanzala had a problem, they came running to you. That young boy, Madina Munawwara, his passions were killing him. He came to Nabi of Allah, give me permission to make zina. Sit down, young man. You are a mother, you are a sister. How you like that to happen? I wouldn't. Nabi of Allah put his beautiful hand on his chest. Allahumma hassin farajahu. وَطَهِرْ قَلْبَهُ Allah, purify him, keep him chaste. Never felt again. So when we stand there, we say, O Nabi of Allah, Sahaba Ikram had your shoulder to cry upon. But who do I cry? Where do I go? There's so many things in my life, I can't even tell my own spouse. Who do I cry by? Who's going to make dua for me to put me right? So we go there to put our head on his shoulder. Come to you. Only you listen to my plea. Allah says, must come to you, make salam with you, and now talk to you. And now you give your whole karguzari to Rasulullah. Give him your karguzari. Hadith Faruq Sahib says, when you stand there, say to Nabi of Allah, oh Nabi of Allah, I've come all the way, Allah has brought me, and I make you witness to my kalima again. I read your kalima again. Qiyamah's day, you'll be a witness, I read my kalima from the few. And now this is the place of tashkil. Sahaba Ikram's tashkil was made over here, and I make my tashkil for life. Your day, your night, your calm is my calm. And I got enough karguzari, my past, my present, my this, my that. You mean, where do I go to? There's nowhere else. That's why I tell the Sati, when you're walking down Babul Salam to Babul Baqi and you want to pass there, you must just think the Nabi of Allah is your, like your Abba waiting to embrace you. I'm that little child crawling and falling, trying to get there. But I can't get there, Nabi of Allah. I can't get there. I'm a weakling. I can't get there. Nabi of Allah, come, beta. Come, I'm waiting for you. But he told Sahaba Ikram, how I wish to see my brothers. Nabi of Allah, but I don't be. But how I wish to see them. How? I don't be you, my Sahaba. Those are my brothers who will come after you all and will believe in me without seeing me. How I wish to see them. Nabi of Allah, I'm that weak one. Can't make it to you. Broken. Walk a little bit, fall down. Walk a little bit. Now you just grab me, embrace me right now. So stand there and talk to him. Talk to him. Even he's a bit audible also. That's why I tell the brothers, if you get a chance in the old masjid, Masjid al-Qadim, one of the roda is, facing the Qibla, the roda is to your left hand side. So the old masjid, where you can sit, you come from the door of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. There you'll get place if you go, the example, Asr Namaz finished, then you walk that side a little bit. Crowd will be coming out, you gap in. You get place. They can sit there from Asr to Isha. That's why I tell the brothers, sit over there, the roda to your left hand side, the Qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sit there, alright? And I say, you must now sit there, you must talk to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give him your whole karguzari. What I used to do before, I used to take Hayat al-Sahaba. Nice PDF. I read all the stories there. Ya Allah, what is happening here? Sahabi walked in, Abu Bakr is sitting here, Umar is sitting there, another Sahabi walked in. What is happening over here? Wahi came down over here. I'm sitting here right now. All Sahaba came over here, we saw their problem out. Alright, that Sumama bin Uthal. He was a mushrik, chief of Abu Hanif tribe. He was going to Baytullah. When he said, no mushrik was there, tawaf anymore. They caught him, brought him to Masjid and Nabi, tied him to the pillar. Nabi of Allah gave him da'wah that we said, what is that you want? You want woman? You want wealth? We'll give you. Left him first day, second day, third day, released him. He left the Masjid, went outside, made ghusl and he came back in. He said, oh Muhammad, entered his kalima. He said, before today, the place I hated the most was Medina Munawwara. Now the most beloved place. The face I hated the most was your face. Today the most beloved face. Well, Nabi Afala, 3 days they can't get done. Me, Bekar had me. Nabi Afala, what's going to happen to me? At least he had you. And those two mushriks sitting in Baytullah, in Ka'batullah, in Haram of Makkah Mukarramah, from the Hadith of Sahaba, the affluent friend tells the poor friend, why don't you go to Medina Munawwara? Assassinate him. Says, I can't, I've got debts, I've got family, I'll take care of it. Don't worry, I'll look after them, you go. From there he left, had his robe, he took his dagger, poison on it, left for Medina Sharif. Few days he scouted around, finally he came, slowly got his place in the masjid, and then he went to do the evil act. As he walked in, Nabi Allah smiled at him. And he asked him, how was that night of the Mashwara in the Haram? Oh, even my wife doesn't know about it. No one knows about it. If you know, you're a Nabi of Allah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Nabi of Allah, he came to kill you, he got hidayat. Others came, Khalid came with blood on his hands, he got hidayat. Nabi of Allah, I have come up with hazards. Make one dua for me now. One nazra shafqat. One glance of muhabbat and love on me, my kaam will get done. Then I'll go home another big shaitan. So Hazrat says, that's how we go to Medina Munawwara. Go and beg him. One of you, please make dua for me. Then I come right in my life. Only got your shoulder. I've got so many skeletons, I can't even tell anybody about it. But I can tell you. You put my case in the court of Allah and you fight my case. And they make a tashkil of my heart. Hafiz Patel, sir, you okay? Amir, is to say Rahmatullah Ali. He says, you take three things back home, you take a Madina Munawwara back home. He says, Ishq-e Nabi, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What the love of Nabi of Allah means, our Shaykh Muhammad Sahib says, Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnat. I want to know every sunnat. Love for every sunnat. That I'll never give it up. Amal upon every sunnat and accept my life for the khidmat of sunnat in the world till maut. Four duas. Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah, love for every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, accept my life for the sunnat. And especially Madina Munawwara. Usually what we try to do when we go there, hotel now, you got breakfast, they got this, they got that. Usually what we try to do is, you got the cleaners there, get two big bed sheets, you open it in the room there, we eat on the floor. Sunnat, eat on the floor. Duas before eating. Ladies are going to the masjid now, they must have to get sunnat too. Enter with the right leg, leave with the left leg. Sunnat duas for entering the masjid, leaving the masjid. Alright? Obviously for them, the salah in the room is much more virtuous. But if they went to Madina, Munawwara, Haram, they came with the intention to make salah to Rasulullah. In the Haram of Makkah, they're going to see Kaaba Sharif. Not for namaz. These are two intentions they can go to the masjid for. So sunnats. Even we eat in our breakfast in the hotel, we make istighfar, Ya Allah. Maybe if Allah didn't have food in the home. Ghazza right now, they don't have. Ya Allah, you're feeding us over here. So all the sunnah du'as. If you can't revive it there, it's not going to happen. So all the sunnah du'as, when you're walking, as much durush sharif as possible, whatever we can read, Quran tilawah, trying to make khatam over there also. So this is Madina Munawwara. And Madina Munawwara also, we say, actually, one very, very important point also. What happens, unfortunately, people forget that both the harams are also masjids. We can't just sit there and now, you know, we're cooling off in the masjid now. We're cooling off, we're checking Baytullah. You see people bring their babies, they're playing games there in the masjid, you know, running up and down, etc. This is a masjid this now. Right, so we could be very careful how we treat the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how we carry ourselves out, etc. And then at night, what I advise usually to do, Madina Munawwara, buy one big musalla, one shawl, take the family after supper, after Isha, go to the front of the haram, where the green dome is there. Open your musalla there, take some snacks, whatever it is, sit down over there, and have your ta'lim over there. Take the fazal amal, for a PDF, had the sahaba, and read the stories there with the family. That's our ta'lim for tonight. And see how you enjoy it, because they all happen over here. Right under the green dome. All those be magical moments. You're simply making ta'lim right over here. Really, Fazal Amal, subhanAllah, the Shaykh Zakaria Sahib Rahimullah is buried just there to your right hand side. Baki, he's lying over there. Ya Allah, what khidmat he did for the deen of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. How he built all these Hawa Ikram stories for us to enjoy in this zamana. Sitting in front of the green dome, right in Madina Munawwara, having ta'lim. What Amal we're going to do there, we're going to bring you back home. So, whatever Amal we do there, whatever we say there, ulama say there are special times, special places. Whatever you do in that special time, special place, this will be your shaitl maut. So we are very careful. Aspirations, what we speak, what we do, what we increase doing good amal, that will bring back home also. So we should be careful now. Everything is times, 50,000, 100,000. So to spend our time like this, so the day will come out like that now. And you've got Quba Saturday, you can take out to Quba, it was beautiful. You've got caddies also, you can jump in if you're tired. We can spend our time there, ziyarat and all, etc. Go to Baqi, whenever we're passing there, read three quls, make dua for the people of Baqi. Nabi Ali Salaam, family is there, Zawj Mutahharat are there, all of them, and other Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So basically, that's Madina Munawwara, to spend our time. See, the main thing in both the places is to spend so much of time in those places that when you come back home, you miss it. Now that you felt, you know what, you should have spent more time. So therefore, you've got to have a quick timetable. That's why I'm saying now, for the men from Zuhr to Asr, we're going to Haram. After Asr, have our lunch quickly. Take a rest a little bit. Half an hour before Maghrib, take their family, go to the Haram. After Maghrib, we can make our tawaf, first of all. After Isha, we can finish our tawaf. By the time we finish off everything, we come have supper. Sleep away, wake up early, back to the haram to the family. Another tawaf then. We're going to push a little bit now. Right? We're going to push a little bit now. Whether you pep yourself up, some this thing, some dehydrate, whatever it is now. Right? Give you a little bit of energy and strength, etc. Some women say, hey, look at all this pain, the rest of the painkillers, we come home and sort it out. There now we're walking for Allah. You know, we're walking for Allah. So every day we just stick to that timetable. Move, move, move. I'm just eating to get strength. Sleeping 2 hours, power nap to get strength to move. Back to the haram again. You can't think too much. Right? Have your 1-2 haram ready, on and again moving. On again and moving. Medina Munawwara also, so much time I spend there. Every day, from Asr to Isha, I'm there. Make Salat and Salam as much as possible. Anyway in the haram, anyway in the haram of Medina Munawwara, you can make direct Salam. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. But the way in the front is special. So, I can go after Fajr, go after Zuhur also. And after Zuhur, then you can have your lunch, whatever it is. Then from Asr to Isha, you sit in haram. Medina Munawwara. After Zuhur, you can have your lunch. Have a little bit of break. Come away early for Asr. Asr is early there. Then you can place in the back. Once you finish your Asr, then you make your way to Babul Hijra. Go to the front over there. Then to the door of Abu Bakr Siddiq. And sit in the old haram there. There from Asr to Isha, you can enjoy yourself there as much as you want to. You go to Awabin, go to your night surahs, go to your Durood Sharif. Right? Different kitabs of Durood you can read over there. Till after Isha. After Isha, go to the Salami again. By the time the ladies' time will start. So your whole day came out in the haram. So when you then night time you go from the haram there and you make your ta'lim. When you come home, then you feel, you know what? I missed the place, man. We really sat there, got soaked in it. Then you really appreciate it. So like this, you spend your time, inshallah. But the main thing is when you come back, make the niyats. Make the niyats, inshallah. To give our life for deen, to bring the entire thing. So Hafiz Padre Sahib used to say, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you bring back home. The fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you bring back home. What was his fikr? And the harkat, movement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. These three things, he says, is the whole of Medina Sharif. You brought back home. The love of Nabi of Allah, Sahaba Ikram had. And then, the movement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the ishq, the movement, and the fikr. He said, you brought Medina Munawwara back home. So that's it basically, inshallah. Omar Hatsup, inshallah. That I accept it. Allah will make it easy, inshallah. Allah qubur Allah. Okay. Any questions? Keep working on it, indeed.